Hello,
this is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. And today, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. First of all, can you tell me, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote. Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered?
Well, I'm not registered with any.
Okay.
Independent.
Okay, got it. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No, got it. And what is your main racial background? African-American or Black? Asian-American? White or other?
White.
Got it. Thank you. Now, can you tell me, what is your age?
Over 70.
Over 70. Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Erin Huntley.
No idea.
No idea, got it. Then we have Leonard Spencer.
No idea.
Got it. The next one is Carolina Amnesty.
I think I took this survey yesterday. I know very little about her.
Okay, and would you say you have a favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion about her?
No opinion.
Got it. And the next one is Kamala Harris.
What are my choices?
You have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable opinion, or no opinion.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. And the last one is Scott Boyd.
No idea.
No idea. Got it. Thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Trump.
Got it. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Got it. Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Probably Carol Amnesty.
Okay. Did you say probably, right?
Yes.
Or definitely?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegal notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary, If found guilty, Amestico faced up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. So now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Well, she was innocent until proven guilty. So, not sure.
You don't know right now. Okay. And, well, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic, or Carolina Amnesty?
Amnesty.
Got it. Now, due to state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. So now I'm going to ask you about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
No idea.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
No idea.
Got it. And if the election... I'm sorry?
I do a little research on that.
Okay, got it.
Oh,
and
one, I'd like to know more about them.
Okay, I know, I understand. And if the election for Florida State House were to be held today, for whom would you vote? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
No idea. No
got
idea.
It?
I don't know him. So it's moot. You know, I can't vote for someone I don't know anything about.
Okay, got it. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Trump.
Oh, got it. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say do you always vote Republican? Usually vote Republican? Vote as many Republicans as you do Democrats? Usually vote Democrat or always vote Democrat?
I vote for the best person.
Okay, so, but when you vote, lean any of the political parties, you know, Democrats or candidates? Or Republican?
I'll lean Republican, but doesn't mean I'll vote Republican.
Okay, got it. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
Okay, and would you call very or somewhat conservative?
What are the choices?
Yes. Would you call yourself very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
4 years of college.
Okay. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your patience.
Oh, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.